Hey there, and welcome back to the podcast. If you're new here, here's a bit more about your hosts. My brother and I have built a community of over 10 million followers, worked with more than 50 brands, and have driven over a million users to some amazing apps. We've had the privilege to partner with Y Combinator, Mindvalley, Cloaked, and more. I'm your host, Shrikar Kara, and you're listening to Growth Strategies for VC-backed Apps. Okay, so today I want to talk about VC-backed mobile apps and how you're probably burning cash on acquisition. What if I told you that you could scale a lot smarter? You could drive down your CAC, get more installs, and basically overall just make your paid ads work better, if you are running paid ads. So that's exactly what we're going to be diving into today, the mobile app growth playbook. We've noticed internally that things have changed in the mobile app space. Paid acquisition is getting very, very expensive. People are cutting down on costs. Founders don't want to spend so much on paid ads anymore. And they aren't really sure what types of creative to test either. So where is everything going? I mean, influencer marketing has also become very unreliable. It's like you pay an influencer, you get a post or two up, but then after some time, it just goes down and you're trying to rely on them again. And organic reach has also shifted. A lot of apps have cracked the code, but there are so many more out there that have no idea how to create organic content. So with all these things said, let's take a look at how you can actually leverage UGC to make things a lot better for your mobile app. And I'm going to break it down exactly based on what's working right now and some strategies that we've used to help apps acquire tons of users. All right, so for so many years before, mobile apps relied on a simple playbook. They wanted to just pour money into Facebook or Google ads. They used high polished studio creatives, and they basically just prayed that their cost per install stayed low. But that doesn't work anymore, and here's why. Number one, CPMs have absolutely skyrocketed. If you take a look at the costs on Meta or TikTok, you can see that they're up 30% year over year. And it's just getting worse and worse, so it makes sense why this is happening. Number two, people don't trust overproduced ads. So especially those ads that you see, like TV commercial style ads, people aren't trusting them anymore. They know that it's fully scripted, it's fake, and they're able to see right through it. They want something a little more authentic, something that feels more native and not so much like an ad. And finally, number three is that TikTok's influence is fading. So even though you guys might not see it right now, there have been so many back and forths with TikTok getting banned, and a lot of users have switched to Reels, Shorts, and other ad formats. So there are tons of different things that are taking over, and it's slowly happening to where brands aren't really realizing it, but we're seeing it internally, and I want to point it out today. So here's the new formula, guys. UGC plus paid ads plus rapid iteration. Basically, you just want to have a ton of creatives to test. And also within the creatives, you want to make sure that they're very authentic. So let's take a look at how most brands do it wrong. Well, they treat UGC like some traditional influencer content. Like they think that they would rather focus on aesthetics, trying to make it look good, have a really good brand, have it appeal to people, rather than actually just getting conversions through it. And I think that's the biggest mistake that we've seen internally at Trendify. So here are what you should be focusing on instead. So number one is that the best UGC ads actually have amazing hooks. So within the first 3 seconds, there's no slow intros, no cinematic masterpieces being made. It's just immediately grab attention. So you want to show people exactly what your product does, or you want to hook them in by showing them something super cool immediately. It needs to be like a problem statement. Something like a problem and then a solution showing that. So that's where point number two comes in, which is relatable storytelling. You want to have the problem show a solution and then basically show the entire transformation. And I'll give you an example with a fitness app. So let's say that you have a fitness app ad and you want to create content around it. You say, I could never stay consistent with my workouts. That's the problem. And then you say, until I tried this app. That's the solution. And then you show how the app is used, and that's the transformation. So that's the format that I would follow if I was an app trying to really scale. And number three, as I said, native style filming is what matters. Don't overproduce, guys. It takes so long. It's probably not worth it. Also, don't go super nitpicky on every single piece of content, because at the end of the day, it's a testing game, and it's not going to be one video that'll get you millions of users. You might have a video do really well, but even then, it's going to fatigue over time, and you want to just keep testing content. So it should be like content you're seeing on someone's For You page, like an influencer's posting or like a UGC creator's posting. Those are videos that are actually doing well right now. I'll give you some examples of the best UGC formats right now for mobile apps, and I'll list out five really quickly for you. Number one is point of view ads. These are basically where you're just showing your own point of view. So for example, like day in the life, so like day one of using this, day 20 of using this, day 30 of using this, that's a point of view. Number two is testimonial driven content. This would be just like authentically sharing how a product has been used by that creator, or if it's you creating the content, just doing it selfie style, talking directly about it. And obviously the better if you can actually use the product before you make the video. Number three is a screen recording plus voiceover. So you want to show the actual product in action, so the app being used with a screen recording, and then you want to voice over it to like really make it interesting. Number four is using trending audio. So adding some sort of audio that's really trending, and also leveraging current trends on TikTok or Instagram have been known to be boosting a lot of followers and likes. And finally, number five is comparison style ads. So this one is just comparing. So it's like, I tried three different apps and this is the one that I found and here's why. So this one would be you comparing to your competitors and just showing why your app runs better. And these are the five styles that we found to do really, really well. And if you're running ads without testing at least 5 to 10 variations of UGC per week, then you're definitely going to be falling behind and you want to be able to test more and more. Here's the thing, UGC just isn't enough. Just because you create content, that's not good. You want to try iterating as much as possible. And what this means is you're going to be trying multiple versions of ads. You want to change the hooks, call to actions, and even the storytelling structure of the videos. I would even go as far as changing the creators to really see if that could make a difference. You also want to try running ads across multiple platforms. We found that Meta does the best, but TikTok is a great way to do this as well. Those two are really, really good to be able to try. And then finally, just analyzing the winning creatives and doubling down, right? So the goal isn't just making ads. You obviously want to have some sort of decision making. You want to be able to learn from it. And so once you see what's working, you want to double down on that. We actually have an internal methodology called the 50-30-20 rule that we use in order to really double down on this. And I'm going to reiterate it one more time because I think this is the most important part for all apps. Here are the biggest mistakes that I see that apps make with UGC ads. Number one is not iterating fast enough. They're not testing nearly enough creatives. And Facebook released a study on this that the best creators and the best brands test 11 more creatives than everyone else. So you want to keep testing and you want to continue doing that. Number two, they focus on aesthetics over performance. Don't do this. Don't focus too much on aesthetics. I get it. You want to be able to look good as a brand and you want to be able to have a nice clean format, which is great, but don't go over the top on it. Try to really figure out how to get performance first, and then you can worry about branding. Number three is using the wrong CTA. So here's another one that I find is actually a pretty big mistake. So a lot of people say, hey, like download now. Hey, go download this app. But that's such a strong call to action and so widely used that people just don't like it anymore. So instead, something that I would try is like try it for free, or hey, see how it works, or this is how you could do it too. And those are things that feel a lot more natural and authentic, which ties back into the principle of keeping it real. And finally, number four, a lot of brands are running ads only on TikTok, and they think TikTok is the one place that they get a lot of results. But even though TikTok's great, there are other platforms out there. Instagram, Facebook, these are crushing it right now. And as I said, Meta has been doing really, really well for some of the companies we work with. So if you're a VC-backed app, this is how you scale profitably. Use UGC for paid ads. Make sure to do it right. Try hooks. Try relating to people. Use iteration. Don't rely on one platform. Try using all platforms. At least try two and just see where it does better. Test aggressively. Try a bunch of creatives. You want to continuously refresh your creatives. I would aim for almost like 7 to 10 days just refreshing. Track your performance. Make sure you're doubling down on what's working. Obviously, don't waste your money on underperforming creatives. Just because it looks good doesn't mean it's going to perform. Make sure that it actually converts and be able to track that. So guys, if this was helpful, be sure to check out some of our other episodes. We're going to be releasing more episodes on scaling your mobile app soon. Thanks for listening, guys, and we'll see you in the next episode. It would mean a lot if you could rate and review this podcast. It would mean the world for us. So that's all I got. Let's see you in the next one.